This is Bill Alford with the Hams Market Commentary for Thursday, January 11th. Hams sold 6,800 hogs Wednesday, selling a range of $168 to $191 per CKG. Today's sales are expected to be around 6,900 head, selling a range of $168 to $196 per CKG. Hams number one sows this week are down, selling in the range of 23 to 30 cents per pound live weight. Hams cash hog price today is mixed and four contract prices opened mixed this morning. On Wednesday, the Canadian dollar was up 5 basis points, with the daily exchange rate at 1.3382. Canadian dollar is currently trading at 74.54 cents U.S. Daily U.S. cash values are mixed, with Western Corn Belt lower than the previous day, while the formula sees some advancements in U.S. dollars 100 weight. Price in Canadian dollars per CKG remains biased to the upside for marketing week 2. The net cutout value is moving in the right direction and is so far trending higher for the second consecutive week in a row. Individual primals are mixed, with butts and picnics trending seasonally lower, but bellies are off to a strong start, coming in $9.99 a hundredweight higher than the previous week for marketing week 1 and up cumulatively by $7.89 at the midweek point for marketing week number 2. Strength in the cutout is mostly responsible for ongoing support in the cash formulas and one of the reasons why the Western Corn Belt National Spread is remaining as wide as it is. The weekly export sales report released this morning published the first glimpse of primal export volumes for the first marketing week of 2024, but there is a lot of noise for the first report of the year. That is to say, lots of carryover data from the previous year is reporting in the numbers and subsequently blurs the actual business carried out in the reporting period. As such, we can see physical sales came in at 28,532 metric tons, which is near the previous year's per week average, while new net sales came at 79,862 metric tons. That number appears to be very impressive until one acknowledges that large end of year new marketing year sales have been rolled into the current marketing year numbers, which were already high as mentioned in previous columns last year. I didn't want